Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord. We just ask that you would just bless those who are going through bereavement to help them. Bless those who are incarcerated to help them. All those who are sick, heal their bodies. Thank you for everything, and we'll give you glory and give you praise. I ask it properly in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen. And God bless you. Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning. Are y'all
good
there?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to y'all. Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. Wake up, all of y'all. Good morning to you.
Hallelujah.
Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He's in
good
your room.
Good morning, Lord.
Yes.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
My, my. Good morning, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And one of the things we do on this line, if you do have life, if you're not, if you're hearing me right now and have life, one of the things we do on this line is give God thanks, give him praise for what he's done. When I say praise check, that's a time to not lag, but to come on in. Amen. I'm telling you now, when I say praise check, that's the time to come on in. And I'm saying praise check right now. Praise check. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your
you,
blessings.
Jesus.
Thank you for this
thank
day.
You.
Thank you for being
thank
so good
thank
and
you,
so kind.
Lord. Thank you.
Give him praise, everybody.
Thank
you for being so wonderful.
You
made a way out of no way. You brought us this far. You blessed us. Thank you. We esteem
you.
We esteem you. We lift you up. We give you glory. Give you adoration. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. James Bolden and Dr. Cynthia Bolden. They're hosting the convention this year. It's going to be something great. Get ready. Amen. I say expect the Lord to move. Expect the Lord to heal. Expect the Lord to make a way. Expect the Lord to fix it for you. Expect a miracle from the Lord. It's just going to be ultra awesome. God bless you. Want to get the hotel information. Amen. If we have it this morning, the hotel information. I want y'all to get on the line and call. Don't be the last person. Amen. Amen. Get in a hurry for Jesus. One of the things I do on Sunday morning, Amazing Grace, I ask the people to move the same way they want God to move for them. If you want God to take his time for you, then you take your time. If you want God to get in a hurry, let God see that you are excited about what he's doing. Amen. Don't be a selfish person. The only thing you care about is what you're doing. If you get excited about God, he'll use you for his glory. God bless you. Give us that hotel information, Ambassador Hodges, if you're there. God bless you. And hotel
God bless you, and good morning to everyone. I just want to remind you all that time is running out. We are 35 days out from the convention. So those of you that are planning to attend, and I would love to know who's planning to attend, let's just block the lines down today at the Wyndham by Wingate in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Those of you that are planning to go, would you do me a big favor and please, please, call the Wyndham today. Call the Wingate by Wyndham. Dial 501-7660. Tell them you want a room in the first group room block. It's very important that you mention first group so that you can get our rate. Please try to make that call today. You're going to have to give your credit card information. I tried making reservations for a couple of other persons. They would not allow me to do it because I don't have your credit card information. But if you would just take the time, Michelle will probably answer the line. And Michelle is very quick. So just tell Michelle you want one of those rooms. Give her your credit card number. Your card will not be charged until you actually check in. Our blocks are from the 11th through with a checkout date of the 15th. Now, if your dates are going to be different, please let her know. But it's very important that you call today, and let them know that you are planning on coming. That number, again, is 501-753-8660. This is a Wyndham product, and Wyndham products offer free breakfast. We're trying to get everybody to stay at the same property. It's like a big family reunion when we get together. So please call in today and make your reservations. Should you have any problems, you may call the office, the First Fruit office, at 816-548-8894. The number again is 816-425-4894. Please, again, I'm begging you all to get on the phone today and make your reservations. Your credit card will not be hit until you actually arrive. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We're on our way to Jacksonville now. Let me ask you all to reason with you. When people make a blessing available to you, you have to take the blessing. Grab it. Don't be one of those type of people who miss your blessings. And all of a sudden, you're trying to get the blessing at the very end, trying to get it back, you know. When they say these dates, and once it's over, then it's very difficult to try to get the blessing back. Trying to get the blessing while it's offered to you. You trying to take a long time and try to find a hotel here, a hotel. Listen, stay at the hotel where the convention is. Amen. We got a $70 rate. That is including your taxes. You say, oh, but I find it at $65. When you get through paying taxes, it's going to be more than what we're paying. Well, I find it at $58. When you get through buying your breakfast and paying for the tax and everything, it's going to be more than what we're paying. You also get breakfast with this. Amen. That's a phenomenal rate. Don't be, there's a word that says parsimonious. Parsimonious is stingy people. God doesn't like those type of people. God is the richest person on the face of this earth. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. And be like, I never will forget when I saw Fred Sanford when he was alive and he was doing those funny shows. He was on the plane. And every time the host would come by and offer anything, he said, oh, no, no, no. I got my lunch right here. He had a greasy bag of chicken. Amen. He didn't know at that time that the meal was free. And he was turning everything down. See, you pass your blessings by sometimes. And you just trying to do this, trying to get your blessings. Amen. They're offered to you. Make the call. If you're planning on coming, call them and let them know. We gave you the number. Amen. You have to get up. You can't be lazy in a situation like this. When they give you the number, we give it up many days. Have your pen ready. Have your pencil ready. I'm going to ask them to give it one more time at the close of the service today. Be ready. Amen. Get up and get your pen ready and get your paper ready. Write it down so you won't have to be calling somebody with our executive council talking about, what is that number again? See, that makes me know that you're not on it. You look like a person who is not on it. Get up and get your pen and get your paper. And I know I'm being a little hard now, but it's time for me to be hard. We've been telling y'all this over and over and over and over and over again. Oh. Amen. It's time for me to quit playing with you. You don't have to be like that. You're a very, very intelligent person. Get up and get your pen and write it down in the name of Jesus. Because I know, see, y'all don't know, but I know what happens. I'm the one who experiences what happens. Okay. And we love you. God bless you. Come to the convention. Lord told me to tell you that it's your assignment to be there. Man, take your assignment. You want to be used by God. You want great blessings. You have to do something to get your great blessings. Amen. You make one step, you'll make two. If you're not making any steps, then you limit what God will do for you. All right. But we're going to have a great, great time in Arkansas. We're getting ready for it, and the Lord is already blessing. People down there are excited. They're advertising that we're coming, and I tell you, it's going to be ultra awesome. On that first night, we got Ambassador Gail Stith and Pastor Daryl White in that area. They're going to be blessing our hearts and souls and minds. On the next morning, that's Thursday night, and then on Friday morning, we got Pastor Henry Helms, who's a great speaker down there in Little Rock, I believe. He's going to be speaking to us. That's great, great, great. And then on Friday night, your chief ambassador, I'm going to be speaking that Friday night. That's the night that I understand Bishop James Bowden and the organization will be honoring your chief ambassador and with the elevation to bishop. And I want to just say thank you in advance for everything that people do for me. I decided that I'm going to accept blessings. Amen. When people want to bless you, open your hand and accept them in the name of Jesus. Because if you're waiting on others, they may pass you by all your life. And when the Lord opens the door, walk through it. Amen. And then on Saturday morning, we got a prayer breakfast with Bishop Frank Anderson as our special guest. He'll be speaking that morning. And then Saturday night, we got the Billion Praise Revival, and I'm going to combine it with a concert. I'm going to be blowing my horn that Saturday night. In fact, I'm going to be blowing every service if the Lord says the same. Amen. People know me more so by my horn, by my saxophone playing. And I don't want anybody to be discouraged or be disappointed. So I plan to be blowing But that's Saturday. I'm sorry, that Saturday night, we're going to have a concert. Amen. You don't want to miss the concert. It's going to be something with the billion praise. You might say revival. Amen. Souls will be won. And we plan on sending a billion or more praises up that night. People will be joining us from Africa, from Asia, from India, from Pakistan, from Germany, from Poland, from Sweden. I can just keep on naming, from Russia, from England, just everywhere, from Spain, France, everywhere. We're going to be sending up billions of praises unto the Lord. And do you think if you help send up billions of praises that the Lord will bless you or not? I believe he will. You worried about this at home? When you really put God's purpose and God's goals in the forefront of your life, God can fix things while you're away. Amen. God will bless you and help you. I'm going to open up the line. We got some ambassadors on here and ambassadors elect. Anybody want to say a word about the convention? I tell you, it's going to be something. The line is open to you. Anybody want to say a word about it? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Ambassador Pfeiffer here. You don't know what you will be missing if you miss out on this convention. Praise God. We have had so many miraculous healings. God has healed the people sitting in the midst of the service. And you're calling, you want to put in prayer requests on the line every morning. If you come to this convention, you just don't know how God moves in the midst of this convention. Praise God. Last year, I believe we had Ambassador Stearns that got up, and it was just brought the house down. And the Lord showed up, showed out. The people were being healed so fast they couldn't tell it all. We couldn't get it all in. We didn't have room for everyone to tell how God had healing them right in the middle of the service. This was phenomenal, outstanding, miraculous move of God. So if you want your healing, yes, it's good to give a prayer request, but sometimes it's good to be there and have a hands-on, first-hand experience of what God is doing. One of the service years ago we had, Ambassador Gina was there, and she got up and testified that her son had come out of prison, and he needed a job, and he needed that job within the next 24 hours, or he would be going back into prison because he didn't have a job. And that young man called her in the service while she was making a pledge to the convention, and he called her in the service and said, I have a job. I've just been offered a job. I'm going to get it. And God just kept on blessing. You should come. See, there are a lot of blessings and healing on the line, but come and see and experience it firsthand how God really moves. He's waiting there for you, you and you. God bless you. We hope to see each and every one of you there. We've been in a smiling face. There's so many family members there from the First Fruit Prayer Line. It is just a blessing. Sister Garnett, and I believe her daughter, drove there 1 year just to see how God was really moving and to see the people of God. So you come and be blessed of the Lord. God bless you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
My, 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 my. Thank you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. That's great, great, great. Somebody else who want to just tell us about the convention and say a word on behalf of the convention. The line is open to you. Amen. Let's jump in there and let's keep it going. Amen. Praise the Lord. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Ambassador Stern, all the way from North Chicago, Waukegan, Illinois. And I'm just excited about leaving out of this area, going to Arkansas to celebrate, amen, praise the Lord, one of the greatest things that are in my spirit now, our First Fruit Convention. I went last year, and I certainly enjoyed myself, and I am compelling all that have been and have not been. It's time for us to fellowship. Amen. We minister on the phone all year long, and, you know, we say we're a big family, and everything is family reunion, and we are family. And along with that, we'll get, oh, so much in this package deal. Amen. And the thing about it is not even a registration fee. So many people, when you go to conferences, you got to have that registration fee and blah, blah, blah. It's like a it's like just get there and see, won't the Lord bless you. It's something for everybody, even for the youth. Amen. Praise the Lord. The youth are excited about going. It's a good thing to do. I always tell my children now, what do you want for Mother's Day? Just send me to the conference and I'll be fine. And I thank God for that, and to meet others and to hear our chief ambassador play the home. And then, amen, he's getting elevated to a bishop. We should be there to bless him. Amen. We don't want to put stones on anybody. We know that some may not be able to come, but send an offering. But those that can come, make it your way. Make it your best interest. You won't be disappointed. I really would like to meet some of the saints on this side that I have not met personally. I met you in the spirit, but I really would like to meet some of you that I know. You're all in my spirit, all in my business, because I pray for you and love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just want to encourage you. You don't want to miss not meeting Ambassador Lady Betty, a beautiful woman of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's just going to be a blessing. Amen. It doesn't cost that much now, but if you wait to the end, you know, everything goes up with price, with timing. So I just want to encourage you to be a part of what you're in. Anything that I'm in that is good, I want to be a part of it wholeheartedly with an excellent spirit. Amen. And I just want to share with you, I know if I could come all the way from North Chicago, amen, Waukegan, and get it. I have to fly in. I can't drive in. I got to fly in. And my reservations are made, amen, and I'm looking to buy me a new suitcase, amen, to get there. Just to have, not only are we going to be spiritually inclined and everything, we'll get a chance to fellowship one with another. And that's the beauty of it, amen. Amen. Together with the saints of God that we be with almost every day. And if not every day, we're with you every week. Amen. So I just want to just share a little. There's so much I can say, but I do want to share a little. And I'll be so excited about hearing everybody ring out the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's all for his glory, all for the glory of the Lord. So God bless you. Amen. Let's get on board and enjoy this. And when it's over with and we come back and testify and bring our praise reports, and then you say, I wish I could have been there, but things happen. But, you know, if you put it in your spirit, amen, God say he would give you, if you delight in him, he would give you the desires of your heart. And you do delight in the Lord when you're on the line every morning giving the Lord praises and praise reports. That's delighting in the Lord. And so why wouldn't he give you the desires of your heart? God bless you all. This is my prayer, and hope to see you. God bless. Back in your hands, Chief.
Oh, my God. Wonderful. Thank you, Ambassador Stern. And I want you all to get this convention in your heart, this clarion call to all of you. I'm making a clarion call there in Arkansas, as well as on the prayer line, that the Lord wants you to be at this convention in the name of Jesus. I want you to treat it like it's a priority in your life. All of us know that there are certain things, and if you got a phone call from home and they told you your sister was going on to be with the Lord, and then you say, I got to go. That's my sister. What about your Jesus? I got to go. That's my Jesus. I got to go. The Lord is the one who gave you health and strength. The Lord has woke you up this morning. God is the one who made a way out of no way. When your back was against the wall, he got it off the wall. When your bills were stacked so high, he is the one who made you, help you to pay your bills, brother. And when you were sick, he's the one who healed you. And you ought to get, I got to go for Jesus. I got to go for Jesus. I wouldn't be nothing if he didn't make me something. I wouldn't have nothing if he didn't give me something. I wouldn't have my right mind if he didn't give it to me. I got to go for Jesus. When you going to get that urgency about going for Jesus? You're not coming for Bernard Johnson. You're coming for the Lord. And that's what the Lord has laid in my heart at this last day and time. We got to come for Jesus. Later on, for name's sake. No, see, people have built themselves up so much that people are going for the names of other people. You hear this name and that name. I got to be there for them. No. I got to be there for Jesus. He's the one. See, you got it twisted. That person that you went for the convention, they ain't never done nothing for you. Jesus is the one who did it all for you. And you're going to get it untwisted. I got to go for Jesus. You'll hear me pushing this in months and years to come because I'm pushing that we ought to come for Jesus.
Praise God. Are you all there?
For Jesus to bless you. I made the way. I spent my last dime to get there for Jesus. And then what happens is Jesus turns it around and gives you a miracle like you never had before. Because, see, he's a miracle worker. See, so you got to come for Jesus. Yeah. I drove all night long, but I drove all night long for Jesus. I got there, and the Lord gave me a miracle that I've been wanting for 50 years because you came for Jesus. See, he's the blessing. He's the blesser and the blessing, and he's the miracle. You got to go for Jesus. And when you go for Jesus, then he looks and sees that you have put him first and seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these other things shall be added. Then he starts blessing you like never before because you came for him. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. So I'm asking you to come for Jesus. Amen. Oh, my God. And then you position yourself to receive a miracle when you come for Jesus. All right? Somebody else, Ambassador Hodges, Ambassador Hagen, give us a word on the convention.
Good
Amen.
Morning.
I'm so
good
excited.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I just want to say you will be in for a treat. Those of you that are thinking about flying in, Tuesday is a good time. Go to Cheap O'Air. I was just checking online from Illinois, O'Hara Airport. You can get a round-trip ticket today for $289. If you're coming from the south, I went to the furthest from Florida. Tickets are $310. These are round-trip tickets. Jump on them, you guys. Get your fares. Press your way there. The one-night revival last year was off the chain. A lady is still testifying about how her leg was healed. As a matter of fact, it's Mother Edna Tyler. She's still testifying about how her leg was healed in that one-night revival. You all are talking about a time. The entire convention is good, but that one-night revival, and then this year they're going to put a cherry on top. Chief Ambassador is going to do a free concert. Y'all don't want to miss this thing. I'm just expecting. I can hardly wait. I've already started packing. But anyway, we want y'all to be there. Witness our Chief Ambassador getting elevated to a bishop. Can you imagine? You all know the great time we have on the prayer line, especially on our shut-in. Just think when all of us get together on one accord. My God, my God. And Bishop Bolden doesn't put a time limit on it. He's the one also that loves to see the Lord work. So we're inviting you all. Get in a hurry about it. You know, the song says you can get there by airplane, trailway, train. You can get a magic carpet, but just get there. You don't want to miss this one. You don't want to miss this one. I promise you. I'm expecting great things from the Lord. We thank God. Sister Sheila even came last year all the way from Connecticut. We are expecting you. Lady Guy has attended our conventions. We're expecting you. Sister Jerry Hughes, Sister Geraldine Garnett, all those ladies out of Illinois. Come on, y'all. Let's represent. Let's be there. Kansas, Missouri, be there. Georgia, wherever you're coming from, please be there and meet the rest of the family. There's nothing like a family reunion. And who knows? We may pick up some new people. God bless you. I am so excited about the 35 more days. 35 more days.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. I think I heard the First Lady, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. If you have a word, please share it with us. Ambassador Lady Betty, are you there? All right. She'll be right back. All right, Ambassador Hagen, if you're there, share with us about the convention. Or anyone else who wants to say a word. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Yes, I do thank the Lord. I give honor to the Lord, to the presence of the Lord. And as everyone was saying, I do confer, agree with what everyone has said. And certainly, it is a convention that you certainly want to attend. There is nothing like it in all the world, getting your own personal experience of what will happen. I'm telling you, words cannot express it. And as our chief international ambassador said, come for Jesus. And when you come for Jesus, oh my God, the blessings does not stop at the convention, but you will receive residual blessings all throughout the year. So yes, we are looking forward to being there. God bless you, chief. Back to you.
God bless you and thank you so much. All right, anyone else want to say a word here? The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stith, and I'm excited from hearing you all excited. I was beginning to wonder, First Fruit, where we're going to have to plan a conference without you there. But it seems like God is doing something in the atmosphere. Glory to God. This will be an unusual conference this year. Praise the Lord. I'm praying. I'm fasting, and I know God is going to move. Hallelujah. The preparation is being made. The carpet is being laid. The limousine is ready. The people of Arkansas is waiting for the manifestation from the people on the First Fruit prayer line to show up. Hallelujah. Not only show up, but everything that we've been praying about, the manifestation is going to happen. And you can believe this is going to be an unusual conference, a prophetic move of God. And I don't believe in just traveling to a conference and nothing happened. If you look at the Bible, Jesus had to travel 45 miles away from where he was to wrought miracles. Bring your faith, bring your prayer, bring your temple of the Holy Ghost that's yielded to the Lord and see what God would do. I'm waiting for this explosion. I'm waiting for this move. There are people everywhere waiting for people, for prayer warriors to come through and just speak a word, just one word. Yes, you can speak it from where you are, but it's something about what God wants you to do in this assignment. When he says speak a word, all you have to speak it is just one time, and you will see it being done. And I am so excited. Glory to God. Anything I put my hands to, I'm going to make it personal. It turns to gold. I don't work on anything that's not successful because God is first. And now I'm beginning to just fast for this conference, this revival, the elevation, seeing you that God would touch and make a way out of no way. And some of you may be saying, well, I don't have the money for this. Listen, God has never told me to do anything that made sense, because if I could do it, I wouldn't have to ask God. So I'm saying this sacrifice, let God make it and do it and trust him. Try him. Hallelujah. See, won't he come through? Arkansas is waiting on you. Hallelujah. The announcement is being made every day. first fruit is coming to Arkansas. Who is first fruit? Dr. Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, the ambassadors, the prayer warriors all over the world. There has been an expectation. Who are these people? Who are these prayer warriors? God, I want to be in the presence and see what you're doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The request is there. Hallelujah. We just want to see you make it there. God bless all of you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Smith. And we're excited about it on our way. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I just want to see if Ambassador Lady Betty is able to say a word. If so, the line is open to you. Are you there? All right. In the name of Jesus, we'll come back to her. She's doing, I know, her procedure in the morning, and she'll be available in a little while here. Amen. The Lord is going to bless us in a great way. I just want to know if anybody on the line here has a praise report of what the Lord has done for you. Anybody? Has he done something for you? Yeah, if so, give your praise report this morning. Who has a praise report? Let it be known right now. Somebody have a praise report on the line. Anybody? You have a praise report. Can y'all hear me?
Good morning, Ambassador Johnson. This is Gwen Diggs from St. Louis, Missouri. I just want to give praises to God for last week, how he took me out to sea and allowed me to speak with admirals and lieutenants and soldiers on the ship. And it was just an experience of a lifetime to be out there in the sea, experiencing all that the Navy had to share with the educators. And I just thank God for an opportunity of a lifetime, and I just want to give him praise and thanks for making it possible.
That's beautiful. We just are so proud of you, Dr. Diggs. Amen. I know you had a phenomenal time. Amen. You can just share a little bit more. I want to hear about that a little bit. Tell us a little bit more about that on the ship and everything. Line is open to you.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that it's nothing like standing on a deck of a 4.5-acre ship watching planes come in and land right in front of your face. We were able to videotape planes and jets as they flew in and landed on the ship. And just to speak with the pilots and the different people that made the ship function, we were at the bottom. We were at the top in the captain's lookout tower. We were just able to experience things that civilians normally would never have an opportunity to experience. We saw how they would drop the anchor in the sea, and each link of that anchor weighed 350 pounds. It was just a phenomenal experience to sit at the captain's table and break bread with people that were outside of my mind, my realm of thinking, but God made it possible. I was when we took off from the ship, we were put into this plane, a little capsule type plane, and we were catapulted off of that ship, and we were strapped in like babies. We had all types of harnesses and helmets and goggles on our eyes and to protect us, but I had no fear. I had no fear because I just believed that God will continue to protect and shield us on that aircraft carrier. And they told us that we would go from zero to 200 miles per hour in a matter of seconds. And that feeling was almost like you were dropped in the bottom of the sea and then lifted up real quick. And I tell you what, I just thank God for allowing me to have no fear and experience everything that trip entails, and to bring us back on land. And it was just the glory of God that allowed us to experience what citizens went through on that ship. The Navy, the average age on that ship was 23 years old for the soldiers. So I'm praying for them. And another thing that I'm praying for, as we continue to tour the different areas of the ship, we went to the hospital unit. It was like a city on a ship. But we went to the hospital unit, and they shared with us something that was really troubling. They said the most operations that they do on the ship is vasectomies. The average age is 23. Just keep that in mind, how they're making decisions that are for a lifetime sometimes, and they're doing it at the spur of the moment. So I'm just praying for those that are there. There were young girls and young men there, and they're doing a service on that boat for the America, but at the same time, I care about their soul and their humanity there. And I just want everyone to just keep our enlisted people in mind as to what they're going through, the rigorousness of their job. It was just an amazing thing to see. I could see it in the natural, and I could see it in the spiritual as we walk through the ship. And I just ask you to join me in praying for the soldiers that we were meeting and talking to. We saw women mechanics and, you know, this unusual job that they were fulfilling on that ship. And the thing that I learned about that is so many times we say you can't hit a moving target. Yes, you can. You can hit a moving target. And that was revealed to me as I stood there and watched those planes fly in. There were four cables. And as they flew in, their job was to hit that third cable to help them to slow down so that they wouldn't run off the ship, but that they would stop. And those ships continued, those jets continued to fly in, and they hit that target. So I want everyone to know that even though things are moving all around us, we can meet our goals. We can hit that target. And I just continue to pray and ask God to help me as I went through this experience. And I will share one more thing this morning is that we were in our cabins were bunks. So I was with the older lady, and I shared with her she could have the lower bunk and I could go up to the top bunk. So we laid down for the night, just as tired as we could be, and I heard noise. You could hear noises all through the night because the jets were taking off on the deck. But I heard an unusual bump, so I asked the lady below me, I said, "Are you okay?" So Christine said, "Yes, I'm fine." So I went back to sleep. And then all of a sudden, there was a knock on our door. Our neighbor didn't have a roommate, but she came to our door with blood in her hand. She said, "I fell off the top bunk, and I hit my head." And I just jumped into Gwen mode and began to call the ship's hospital. And I got about seven people, paramedics, ran into our cabin because she was in our cabin at that time. But God just had me to just put things in order. I told her to go put on some different clothes so that she could be ready for them. She came back to our room. The men were there to help assist her. I went with her to the medical room during the night. We came back, and, you know, it was just a blessing how God allowed me to work with this woman that I had never known before to get her the help that she needed. And I just thank God for that because even though I was tired and asleep, he still had me alert and awake. So I just thank God for his many blessings because while everyone else around us was asleep, even the lieutenants that were in charge of us, God gave me the power to move into action as it needed to be. And I just thank God for the glorious experience, and I just thank him, I thank him, I thank him.
Beautiful, Dr. Diggs. I tell you, that's experience. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be on that huge, huge ship like that with jets coming in and landing right on the ship. I tell you, that's a magnificent. And the Lord offered you that one time, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm so proud of you. God bless you. All right, we've got to get some prayer here. Maybe I'll take one more praise report if anybody's got one. Otherwise, we'll move to the prayer report. Anybody got another praise report? Line is open to you. Anyone?
God bless you, Ambassador Firepreacher. I just want to thank God, thank heaven for blessing the city of Louisville. They had a derby day here, and the Derby Ambassador. And I just praise God because we had prayed on the air. There had been so much killing and so much confusion, so many children killing children. And we prayed for the city that there be no killing over this weekend during this Derby event. And hallelujah, thank God, he came through. No child was pronounced being killed or in any kind of over this holiday that they had here. It's a holiday for them. And we're just praising God. And even in the midst of that, I had said to myself, I said, wow, I'm doing this, but I need to go and buy me a black purse. And walked through the crowd, and they had vendors here from everywhere, everywhere. We were able to help vendors hook up and hook up to generators. But I wanted me a black purse, and I didn't have time to go shopping for myself. We're trying to take care of the Derby. But walking through the crowd, this man stopped me, and he said, "Ma'am, do you want one of these purses?" And I looked around, and I said, "Where are they?" He said, "Right here. Do you want one?" I said, "Well, I don't have the money on me right now." He said, "Oh, no, I'm going to give it to you for your beautiful smile. I'm going to give it to you." And praise God, I was able to get a brand-new purse with the tags on it and everything. So thank God that there was no killing. And no one lost their life by any accident thing. So I just praise God.
Well, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. I tell you, you don't realize the blessing unless you need a purse. Amen. And then you begin to see how that is such a great, great, great blessing. I thank God for you. And thank God for everything he did there in Kentucky. God is moving so many places everywhere. I want to move to the prayer now. And I was wondering if Ambassador Stern is able to pray today. But we want to get our prayer request. If you have a prayer request, you got something urgent, we want to pray for it. Amen. The line is open to you for prayer requests.
This is Sister Peterson. I need prayer for me. This is crazy. I have a lot of stiffness and I bite my knee. Can you smell it? And just pray for me to go touch my body in the air. Just touch my body. And also pray for Sister Audible that she will get the doctor that she needs. She's ill and she's ready to get to the doctor that she needs to see. And her problem is she coughs her blood and she's got a nosebleed. And just pray for her, please. Her name is Audible Ford.
What's her name, Audible Ford?
Audible Ford. F-O-R-D Ford.
All right, I will afford. All right, and Sister Peterson. All right, anyone else needing something?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes.
I'm asking prayer for my grandson. He's a year old. He's got asthma real bad, and he's sick. My daughter been up all night, giving him treatments and trying to take care of him. And
Do you have two phones on in the same room?
Not that I know of.
All right. We're getting a lot of feedback from the room. Okay. Normally, somebody with the phone. Anybody have two phones on in the same room? All right. Let's see if we can decipher what you're saying, Sister Lucia. Your grandson needs prayer.
My grandson, and I'll pray for my grandson. He's sick. And then also I want to ask the saints to pray for me because I want to go to the First Fruits Convention. And I just started more hours on my job and more days. So I'm praying and asking the Lord to let me go to the First Fruits Convention.
All right.
Get some days
And you're doing it right. You have not because you asked more. So ask the Lord and see what God will do for you. All right. Someone else with a prayer request.
Yes, this is Sister Johnson in Texas. Good morning, Saints.
Good morning, Sister Johnson.
Good morning. I'm asking you all to agree with me in prayer that the Lord, as he continues to hear my husband, that things will keep going forward and not backwards. That bind the enemy that attacks him, allow different things to come up. Because I'm thinking, as we say on the prayer line, Lord, as you heal and deliver, shut the back door. And that's what I'm asking God to do, is to seal him through the healing that he's going through, that he will not go backwards. And the Lord is blessing. My daughter's trying to give me a birthday party at the end of this month. And I would just love for my husband to attend that birthday party celebration. So I'm asking you to pray with me that God will continue to heal him, that he progress and not regress.
All right. That's Sister Johnson there in Texas.
What is Sister Johnson's first name, please?
Deborah.
It's Deborah Johnson. All right. All right. Someone else, I think one more prayer request before we have prayer.
Good morning. This is Renata Jones from St. Louis. Good morning, family.
Today good morning.
Is a beautiful day. Just want to thank the Lord for the many, many blessings sometimes we take for granted. I'm in the process of buying a home. I want the Lord to order my steps, make sure I'm doing everything correct, working with the correct people. I want him to show me if anything is not perfect with this house I should be aware of. And I want to pray for each and every person on the line, for them and their family. And pray for Pastor Johnson and Sister Betty and Mother Johnson. Everybody have a great day. Love you all.
All right. That's Sister Renata Jones. Where are you from, Sister Renata?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri. All right. God bless you.
God bless
all
you.
All right. Go ahead. Tell us who you are and where you're from. I heard someone else. All right, that was Sister Renata, I guess. All right, God bless you. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. Just keep both of my children in prayer. My son, he didn't go to school yesterday, so it's today. My daughter, she had pain in her stomach. So I'm going to make an appointment and make sure that everything is right with her doctor, but I'm trusting in God first. In his son Jesus' mighty name for healing. And I haven't slept because busy taking care of my children. Thank you.
God bless you. All right, Ambassador Stern, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Amen. This is it.
I'm going to give it to you if you want to get some more prayer requests or whatever you want to do.
Amen. God bless you all this morning. Amen. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord Almost High. We thank him. Our first fruit prayer line on this morning. We've had a good taste of what God is going to do and is doing. Amen. The word of God say, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't forget the scriptures that brought us over and brought us through down through the years. Amen. God has been good to us, and we thank him and honor him this morning. And no slack, no lack, amen, of continuation of giving God all the glory and all the praise, all the honor, all of it goes to him. And this morning, as we come in his presence and we rally for the Lord every day, we honor him. I live in Illinois, and everybody know it's playoff time. Amen. Praise the Lord for basketball, and everybody have their favorite team. But in my area, oh my God, you would think that the Bulls have won the championship. I don't even like to be around at that time. I was glad I had an advisory meeting last night, so I wouldn't have to be in all of that. People praise of sports and people greater than they praise the Lord, and that bothers me. They pay thousands of dollars for a playoff. You can't even get to the stadium and everything, and that's what God wants. He will not give his glory to another. That's where he said he would not do it. This morning, I just wanted to continue to energize us and encourage us about the things that is set before us at the supper table for us to feast on. And the Lord has prepared a table for us in Arkansas, and we want to sit at that table in the presence of the Lord and spread out and enjoy the beauty of holiness. And with that being said, I'm going into prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you, thank you, thank you, and honor you on this morning. Even I was reading in Psalm 66, Lord, that you say you will forgive our iniquities and pardon our sin and forgive it no more. This morning, God, every last one of us are, oh God, we stand in the need of forgiveness. We stand, oh God, every time we pray and ask of your forgiveness. We pray, oh God, that no animosity, no iniquity is bound in the bowels of our wounds, oh God, because you say if we have it, you will would not hear from us. And God, we want you to hear from us because we want to hear from you. And now, God, as we place on the prayer line, the first partakers is our first family. Oh, God, the first fruit of first family. Oh, God, our chief ambassador. Oh, God, soon to be bishop in the name of Jesus. We come to honor you, oh, God, for this vessel of honor, God. You talk about vessels of honor in your word. And, God, truly, we see a living example before us. And we place him before you, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you bless his going out and bless his coming in. Bless him in the city and bless him out of the city. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against him, Lord, you say you shall condemn it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless him, bless him. Spiritually, Lord God, bless him physically. Oh, God, bless him, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, the same blessing go for, oh, God, Lady Ambassador, Lady Betty, Lord. Bless her today, oh, God, as she minister in her home to her grandchildren, to her husband, to her daughter and grand and a son-in-law. We pray for her strength, Lord, as she even go on her own job, Lord. Touch her. Oh, God, keep her covered by the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch the grandchildren. Touch, oh, God, Ambassador. Oh, God, touch their sisters and their brothers, their nieces and their nephews. And, oh, God, we come praying this morning for Mother Adley Johnson. We thank you, oh, God, and we bless your name for the miracle right before us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. She's getting stronger day by day, and it's nobody's strength but you, oh God, and that's why we continue to pray for her and lift her up in the name of Jesus. We honor the first family this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless them, bless them, bless them. And oh God, this morning, remember Sister Peterson. Oh God, touch her body. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, touch her, oh God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. She's been instructed how to use the oil in the water. Oh God, let her use it. Use it for her, for your glory. Use it for her body to line up with the word of God. You say you sent your word, oh God, and heal them and deliver them out of all their diseases, any kind of ailment, any kind of infirmity, Lord God. Oh God, we rebuke it today in the name of Jesus. And touch, oh God, Sister Iola Ford, Lord God. Make her, oh God, have give her the right decisions for the right doctor. We put the blood of Jesus over her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that she has an ear to hear what the Spirit has to say unto her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And the Spirit does talk, and the Spirit does direct in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, bless, bless, bless in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, your sister, your daughter. Oh, God, your daughter and our sister, Sister Lucille, oh, God. Touch her this morning, oh, God. Bless her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, be a very present help to her. Time of trouble. Oh, God, we lift her grandson up to you this morning in the name of Jesus. This young lad is only 1 year old, and God, you brought him into the world, and God, we expect him to live. We put the spirit of life over him this morning in the name of Jesus. We bind up that asthma. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We against it in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, oh God, free him from it, oh God. So many testimonies, so many praise reports, oh God, where God has delivered, oh God, one another from asthma. Oh, touch his body down in his chest. Oh God, he don't understand. Let him be able to breathe. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, grant Sister Lucille's request.
Oh God,
to go to the convention. Open the door, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, set the finances in order. Set a job in order that she won't be in jeopardy to it, Lord God. You are just that kind of God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you, Lord God.
agree in the spirit,
yes.
O God, that
yes.
it shall
yes,
be done and it shall
yes.
come to pass. O God, this morning we go to Texas, O God, to your daughter and to our sister,
mm-hmm.
Sister Deborah Johnson, O God. We thank you, O God, for the woman,
yes.
God. We thank you, O God, for her servanthood. We thank you, O God, how she ministers day in and day out to her husband. And, O God, she asks a request today, O God, that the healing will continue, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, that it won't go into reverse. O God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you shut the back door and open the front door. Every demonic force that come against this family, demonic force that come against the knowledge of God, every stronghold, it's a stronghold, it's a stronghold, speaks, and we cast it down. Every imagination, anything that the devil put out, we come against it, hey, in the name of Jesus. Touch the Lord God. Oh, God, her desire, if there is that her husband will be able to attend the birthday celebration. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, allow it to be, oh, God. Oh, God, I know you're just that kind of God because your words say you're a God of a loving kindness. With loving kindness have you drawn us, Lord God. And oh God, that it is so. Oh, touch Sister Deborah Johnson. Touch Brother Johnson. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we see your hands on him now. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the manifestation is coming forth, Lord. Praise reports is ringing up in the, oh God, in the atmosphere. And we thank you this morning. Oh God, this morning, remember your daughter and our sister, Lord, Sister Renetta Jones, Lord. We're praying in St. Louis right now. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the saints are all over, Lord. And we love it that way. Oh God, we're praying, oh God, that you give a direction. As you blessed her with a home, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God. You say the steps of a good man, a good woman is ordered by you. You say we acknowledge you in all our ways. You'll direct our path, Lord. And if you've already directed a path, oh God, by the home, we pray right now, God, that is set up just for her in the name.
Yes,
we just pray with the bless all and with the water, with the oil of joy, every demonic force, whatever is not right, Lord, you'll make it right. Don't let it be a burden at the closing date. If something need to be fixed up under the contract while she have it, oh God, let it be bold. Name of Jesus. Don't let them move into a trap, but let them move into a blessing. And anyone else that's out there that's contemplating on moving, you better give it to God and
let
him first. We must acknowledge God first because he is the beginning and he is the ending. He is the Alpha. He is the first, and he is the last. I believe it was Isaiah that asked, who do you say that you are? And he said, I am. And I guess strange to Isaiah, who is that? Who are you talking about? I am. And he went on to say that I am the root and the origin of David. I am the bright and the morning star. He is the lily of the valley. He's bread when you're hungry, food when you're, he is, water when you're thirsty. Just tell him, Isaiah, that I am. That I am, and we could fill out the blank, whatever we want God to be, he'll be your mother when you're motherless, so don't get depressed, because Mother's Day is coming, and your mother is in heaven, just rejoice that you have, he's the comforter, and I know him to be a keeper. He is all of that. In the name of Jesus, we want to give man God's glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord God. Remember your daughter, Sister Jennifer. Oh, God. In New York, I believe it's Long Island, but I know she in the state of New York. Oh, God. And she's trusting us to pray for us. Oh, God, our children. We put them in your hands again, and we don't pluck them out. Oh, God, let the doctor give them wisdom from on high. But it's nothing like a mother's prayer. The mother no more than the doctor in the spirit. It's the mother that can tell the doctor, I know my child's spirit. She's not like this. He's not like that. And the doctor have to take the ear and the voice of a mother and know how to handle their patience. And they're not just patients to you, God. They're your servants. We're your children. Oh, God, this morning, we pray for the conference, for the convention, the gathering of your people in Arkansas. We know, God, that it's already set up, but we put prayer on it day in and day out because I know we will not ever be disappointed. God got his hand on it, and I'm telling you, saints, God's got his hand on it. Oh, yes, he's got the whole world in his hand, and we used to sing, he's got this, and he's got that, he's got you, he's got your mama, he's got your father, he's got Arkansas convention in the palm of his hand. He's not worried like we are, so take the worry off and just relax and know that whoever God called to this conference, they'll be there in the name of Jesus because it's in the atmosphere. We come praying for those that have a heart and a burden to want to go in the name of Jesus, and God will lift it and he'll make a way out of no way. He'll put people in your path. He'll put money in your pocket. He'll give you a new purse like he did Ambassador Pfeiffer, and he'll put money in the purse so you'll have the right things to go with. Lord, I believe you today in the name of Jesus. When the enemy fights like a bear, you better believe that the Lord is going to show himself strong and mighty because that's who he is. He's a giant in the land of Judah, and he's going to be a giant in Arkansas. Yes, he is. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. It's a clarion call and a clarion sound. And you got to be like Deborah to sit up under the mulberry bush, up under the tree in your little space and call on the name of Lord. Call on Jesus. And I guarantee you, you'll hear the same sound that the rest of us hear in church tonight. The youth prayer line, make it. You know, God says some of the youth can come. Hey, glory to God. Hey, I got carried away there. I went in the Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hey, glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus. Lord God, on the line. Bless them, Lord God. Give them a special day today, Lord God. Let Tuesday be a special day. Lord, it's raining in my area, but yet it's sunlight. It's open. We thank you. We bless you, Lord God. Glory. And we give you all praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I turn it over to your chief. Amen.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. And Dr. Stern, you pray. God bless you. Amen. That concludes today, y'all. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Somebody's moving around the phone like that. Amen. That's amplified. God bless you so much, everybody. And we'll hear you back on the prayer line tomorrow again. Amen. The Lord bless you. Give that number again for the hotel, if you would. Master Hodges, if you hear me, give that number again for the hotel. And that number for any just give those numbers again, okay?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. The number again, I'm sorry, Chief Ambassador, the number again for the Wingate by Wyndham Hotel in Little Rock, Arkansas is
501-75. Did we lose her? All right. Ambassador Pfeiffer, do you have that number?
I have it, Chief.
All right, give it, please.
Telephone number again to the Wingate by Wyndham is 501-753-8660. 501-753-8660. And you want to tell them the first fruit room block. Amen. And if you want to call them, here's two numbers to get her, 816-425-4892 or 816-425-4894. And she needs to know who's coming. If we're preparing a breakfast on Saturday, we definitely need a head count. And all of you out there, if you're leaders, you know when you're working on something and you want the blessing, you need participation. Amen. Let's be obedient to the man of God. He shouldn't have to beg us for something that God gave him to do for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Back in your hands, Chief, and tonight is our youth prayer line.
Right.
Thank you
for
much,
reminding
Ambassador Stern. I had to switch phones, but thank you so much. And I just wanted to tell you all, if you call the hotel and you cannot get your reservation, please call the First Fruit office. God bless you.
Give that number again.
816-425-4895. I'm sorry,
right.
It's 4894.
4894. Amen.
Yes.
All right. If you have a problem, call that number. 816. All right, one more time. 425.
4894.
4894. All right, God bless all of y'all in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And we'll hear you on the prayer line tomorrow again. The Lord bless you. And keep you 6 o'clock. I'm looking forward to y'all coming to convention. Make those moves on that hotel, if you will. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'm out.